In the swamps and cities of southern Louisiana, four post-apocalyptic survivors blaze a trail to find themselves, their adversaries, and the solution to stopping the second coming of the apocalypse. Welcome to Rad Rolls, a Fallout tabletop RPG.
And now you all are on a minecart barreling through a tunnel.
Presumably to hell.
To hell. And there's a giant fire kind of like building and following you, and it's getting closer as you're going. There's mine controls in the front, which Pep messed with before. Not mine controls, mine cart controls. Pep messed with before. You have some time before you all die. What are you going to do?
I'm almost like- dead.
I'm going to try and get a look around and see what the heck's going on. Like, why is everything getting very bright and hot in here?
Okay. Yeah, do perception plus explosives for difficulty zero.
Two successes.
Great. So you manage to look at this explosion, and you can tell that this is a very strange kind of fire building behind you. It's almost like nuclear fire. There's almost like a radiation to it. As you can tell, your pit boys are starting to kick on, but not like it's very low grade. Like you're, because you're not right in it, but you can tell that there is some radiation to it. You theorize that this could only be the work of a nuclear weapon detonation.
Which we knew was coming, so...
We knew one of those was coming. Okay. So, with that much knowledge and two successes, which, again, I'll bank the action points, do I think that it's a good idea to go faster or to stop the mine car at this point?
You would think likely that fire is building, so you would want to go faster.
Okay, so I will say that out loud. Must go faster. We need some speed. And I will look dead at Pep and go, we need speed.
Let me see what I can do. Or, you know, I only got us to moderately fast speed last time. Let's see. Is there anything Pep can do to increase the speed of the mine cart?
Yeah, do a luck plus pilot for difficulty 2.
All right. Pilot. Roll. Sorry, I'll have ideas.
Go over, you try to mess with the minecart controls, and like you're just like moving gears back and forth. Nothing's really happening.
Guys, it's a minecart. It's only gonna go so fast. It is what it is, okay?
Can we shift our weight or anything? Like, is there any type of...
Would it go faster if there wasn't a power armor suit on the minecart?
Well, if it's gravity-based, you'd think that the power armor suit's probably helping.
Yeah, more weight is better if it's the weight that's pulling us forward. Maybe if we get lower to the ground so that we have less wind resistance. Maybe that'll help us go faster, as if we all like hit the deck.
So you haven't necessarily been, I will say that you haven't been going down. You've kind of almost been going on like straight almost, or at like a steady, like a little bit of an incline, but nothing like I'm going up or I'm going down. It's kind of been like a straight shot in that aspect. So it's not really gravity based. It is based on some of the electronics of piloting it itself. So it's not like a Minecraft cart that you're in that you're just like kind of going down. It's like a giant platform that like you could put like a double wide on.
Okay, so you said that there's some electrical here that could potentially be manipulated.
Yeah, there is like the control panel at the very front of it, and then the wires that connect it to the wheels. I don't know much about cars, but that's how
it is. I don't know much about
cars. Could I potentially make a repair roll to see if there's anything that can be done to manipulate this electrical?
Yeah, any do perception. Perception plus repair for difficulty 2 for me.
All right. Perception, repair, difficulty 2, and I'm going to spend...
Come on, please get a complication. I would love that.
I'm going to spend a AP to juice a little bit. Okay, that is 1.
Yeah, that's a fail. This is difficulty 2.
Yep.
Let's see. Can
is it a smooth?
You guys need to stop failing these rolls, or we're gonna die. Clark has no skills whatsoever that are useful in this situation, and he's very hurt.
He already did the gun foo, guys. Come on,
I did the gun foo. That's what Clark can do. He did the Slayer thingy to get the little ball. You know. So he's just gonna, he's just gonna have some mild disappointment as he tries to hold inside his intestines in the corner.
Your intestines, they hit you in the arm.
Yeah,
look, and I don't come over here telling you where your intestines are, okay? You know, something's hanging out. I don't like it.
I mean, it's not even. I think they need to be back in there. Where his stuff
Clark
is.
Has had a pretty bad day.
That's right.
Clark and the no good, very bad day.
So is it like smooth straight ahead tunnel? Are there any kind of alcoves or any other areas kind of around us that we?
I will say that it is a smooth straight ahead tunnel.
Okay.
It's a Death Star run.
Hmm.
Yeah. Jumping into one of the little side hooks like Boomer from Independence Day is probably not going to work for us. Okay, so can I try doing a repair to get the power going to this thing to push us faster?
Sure. I mean, you can try to see what you can do for a. What was it? What did I have you roll? I had you roll perception plus repair for difficulty 2 to see if you can do the same. Yeah, do that same roll.
All right, so perception plus repair. Mm-hmm. And I am using one of my action points also. So do that. Actually, yeah, I'll do that.
Cool.
Ugh.
You guys gotta stop.
I have no idea how to do this.
All right, well, here's the moment. I mean, there's only one thing left to do at this time. The last person in the party makes some sort of fucking roll. So you know what? Clark is gonna... He's had enough. He's tired. He's hurt. Y'all just don't seem to get the gravity of the situation.
He's got guts coming out of his right arm.
He's got intestines coming out of places they're not even intestines. Is there something that he can just fucking kick really hard?
Okay. Unarmed plus luck for a difficulty 3. I think a three would be...
Can I give him an assist on this?
No,
I'll make him even madder. That'll
because he's not asking. He's not asking for anything. He's not like, where can I kick? He's like, I'm kicking something to see if this will work.
I was going to try and assist him by making him even more pissed off. But okay, all right.
Clark, how much AP do you have?
None. I do have one luck point, but unarmed isn't tagged, so I can't actually succeed this. It's going to be how badly do we fail?
Can I put three of my action points in the pool for him to use?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Right. Roll two additional D6, Jesus, D20.
Yes.
Roll 4.
Yeah, let us roll D6s on that. That'd be
great. Yeah.
We got this. Everybody, some magic fingers. you know, that was not bad.
Yeah, two successes, that's, man.
It's
two successes.
It's better. It's better than we all thought it was going to be. Oh, here, you know what? I have one luck point left. Let's just go for it.
All right.
You know, we got it. We got
big
this.
Money, no whammies.
No whammy. No whammy!
Wow, look at that.
Nice.
No whammies.
You,
not today.
You go to... You are seeing everybody kind of like try to figure out what's going on. You go over to the pilot mechanism that's up there, and you kick it as hard as you possibly can. And the gears in it shift, the levers shift, and the train begins moving faster and faster away from the fire. There's almost kind of like this smoke around you, and it's you start to go almost towards a light, and the as you come into this lighted area, you shoot out. And then a fiery explosion from behind you shoots out that shoots a nuclear smoke into the air in a cloud that's kind of like billowing behind you. You are now out in the open. You are on a train track system now on this minecart that's hurtling kind of forwards away from the nuclear explosion. It's not going to touch you and you're just going. So what are you all doing right now?
Please get some medical attention.
Yes, that is. I am definitely not going to pass out. Hazel is definitely not going to pass out from the stress. She's going to go do a medical check on Clark.
Yeah, do intelligence plus medicine for difficulty 2.
Intelligence plus medicine.
You'll get mixed success depending on your results, but I don't think you'll.
I'm using one more of my action points for this too.
Sure.
Why does Clark have an appendix dangling off his elbow?
Four successes.
Yes, to bank that UAP. You managed to look over Clark, look at his wounds on his arm, and heal him for 8 HP.
Oof. All right, how's that?
Thank you. Much better.
Hey, thanks for saving our bacon.
It was fun. I had fun. Did you guys have fun? I thought
that fun.
Was-
Fun?
Clark, you've got the touch. You should really, like, you should become a mechanic. You got it.
Mechanic, huh?
I swear to Chrysler, you are touched.
In the head.
You know, that's very kind of you to say. All I did was kick it, though. But, you know.
So can we tell where I assume we are moving away from the mansion?
Yeah, you're in a forested area. There's you're kind of going through, but as you look around, you kind of see these lights sprinkling kind of like the trees. There's like these little lights and they're kind of like almost multicolored, and the faster the, you know, not faster, but the speed that this like platform is moving, they start to grow kind of more frequent, these lights, as like the amount that they appear in the trees.
Christmas lights?
Please roll a perception plus pilot for difficulty 3. That would be everyone.
What plus piloting? Sorry.
Perception plus piloting for difficulty 3.
I ain't see shit.
That bag. Should have rolled only 2, so I only got 2 successes, not 4.
I got 3 successes.
So, you got 3 successes. Hang on, I'm still. Well, so Pep got 3 successes. All right, yeah, Pep, you see that. You are approaching a train station where there are trains already. What are you gonna do?
Does the station look, lack of a better word, friendly? Or does it look, you know, like there's heads on spikes and
Yeah, I'll allow you a perception plus survival for difficulty two. Just you.
1 success.
Yeah, you can just tell it is a train station, but it still has those like twinkly lights around it.
Okay. And it looks occupied, like there are people there, or does it look just
the lights are on.
Okay. I'm gonna yell everyone heads up. We're pulling into the station. And these people might be very festive, but not necessarily friendly.
You are going at a speed that is dangerous.
Oh, we should slow down.
Yeah, is there a brake? Do we have like a handbrake or something?
I will add that little piece of info to you, since you know you're going on a minecart that you forgot that you couldn't control to get it to go faster. But you can see what's ahead of you that you're on this minecart. So what are you doing? What is the next action you will take? And that will decide what happens.
How close are we to it?
I'm not allowing you to figure that one out, Clark. Sorry about that. This is a pep job.
Oh, can I?
He rolled the perception, so he knows what's going on.
Is there a handbrake or an obvious way to slow us down quickly?
Okay, yeah. Roll. Do a perception plus piloting for a difficulty two for me. Yeah, two successes. You manage to find a handbrake that's kind of like almost behind the console. You're like, oh, I guess this is it. And you kind of pull that, and sparks begin to fly out of the platform. The platform is slowing, but you're starting to realize that this platform is not slowing up enough. And you are still going, but you're coming in front of this almost, it looks like a festive train that's right in front of you. It's kind of like this locomotive engine that has like garlanded ribbons and painted red and black. And the platform is screeching towards it. And you realize you're actually going to hit this, but it's not going to be anything that rocks you all. So you all kind of stand back. And you see as this platform kind of like slices into this locomotive, like just enough to get it that leverage to stop. So you've essentially like pierced the back of this locomotive train right in front of you. You all look around at this point and see a large animatronic kind of man that's he waves out the window of this train in front of you. He's dressed in a red outfit with white trim. And there's a Nuka-Cola in his hand.
Oh my god, it's Santa's village.
But in front of this train, you see a very familiar ramshackled trolley.
Hey.
Huh.
That's our trolley.
Why is it? How's it here?
This Nuka-Cola fiend stole it.
He stole our trolley? Wait.
I mean, we did leave it, and maybe did us a favor, because otherwise it would have been nuked.
You know, that is a good point. I hadn't actually thought of that.
So maybe we should thank him.
How do you want to thank him?
Is the person in the red suit potentially have yellowish or green skin?
Oh my god!
And is of above average build and height?
Yeah, is there a very tall, skinny, super mutant looking guy wearing a Santa suit driving this train?
Oh, yeah, I think he's animatronic. But,
yeah, so you
did say animatronic, didn't you?
Did say animatronic, yeah. But are you going to get down and look at this, you know, robot situation? Are you going to, like, get off the train and start looking around? Like, what are you guys doing?
Sure, I'll go look at the robot.
The moment you step off
back.
The moment you step off the train, you kind of like put your feet down, and this kind of like dust cloud like spins up around you. And you realize that it's not dust. It's actually just like white flakes of asbestos that's just kind of like sprinkled about. But to your left, you kind of see this cobblestone road that leads down a ways. But you've got your locomotive train, as well as the trolley there in front of you.
So it's looking a little like a nuclear winter wonderland?
Wow.
Wow.
So magical. Is the Nuka-Cola like full?
It's way up there. It's like right at the so do you want to try to like jump up there and get that? There's no like this clearly is like a decorative train that nobody was meant to get on, potentially.
Yeah.
But are you going to try to like jump up there?
Is there soda in it?
Perception plus survival for difficulty 2. Well, no, it's 2. What am I talking about? We're not in the Buffon Manor anymore. We're not over there like trying to like kick down doors. Make it a difficulty 0. Perception plus survival, difficulty 0.
All right. Okay. Is there soda in it?
You look at this bottle, and you see that there is brown inside of it, but that brown is actually not in a liquid form. It is just a paint that has been painted inside.
Disappointing. I was thirsty. Been a long day, guys.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Been a really long day.
I'm feeling it. Do you have any of those sugar bombs left, or?
Don't ask. And also, no.
Oh, all right.
I ate them.
That's fair.
I was very stressed. And remember the hair? It's kind of coming back, but not. It's not the same color anymore.
You look good as a silver fox, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, do you still have that? Oh.
Straw hat's nice, though.
The straw hat's very nice.
I forgot you had a straw hat. You had a boater, right? Or was it like a farmer straw hat?
It's like
he's got a like Monkey D. Luffy vibe going on.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Well, he just fought the stretchy monster, so maybe he's feeling inspired.
That's right. Well, Pep wants to check out the engine of the train, like the front of the train we ran into.
Yeah, you go around to the front and you like crack your knuckles to like, you know, you're in your power armor and you're like, all right, I'm ready to get into it. And you kind of like lift where the engine could be accessed, and it's not moving. Would you please do a strength plus athletics for a difficulty 1 for me?
Trunks. 2 successes.
Yeah, 2 successes. So you manage to like pop off this like weird like wooden cover, and you look down into the area where the engine would be, and it is hollow. There is nothing in there. It's just train tracks below.
This is, I'm gonna shout out to everyone. It's like, it's not a real train. This is like prop.
It's not real soda either.
So how did our trolley get here? Who brought our trolley here? Someone's got to be around, right?
There was a cobblestone path. I had said that when Clark got off the train. That kind of like leads down as well. As a detail to remind you all of.
I think we need to follow this path to figure out who set all this up. I mean, be ready. It might be you-know-who and you-know-who, but I have no idea. Maybe. I mean, they did run out the front door and disappear. Maybe they did grab our trolley.
All right. Form up. Head down the cobblestone path.
Yep. Everybody remember where we parked.
All right. So you guys are going down the cobblestone path. Lonnie, who are you doing? You going with them?
Hey, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so you start to go down this path, and in the distance, between these trees with the different lights and the asbestos dust kind of about everything, you spy these pristine houses that are covered in garland and light. You start to hear music, and you can tell that there's speakers actually attached to these trees that begin pumping music into this area that you're approaching. It's almost like it's like a strange cul-de-sac. The path kind of like looks like it's opening up to a sign, and the sign reads, "Welcome to Christmas Cola Town, sponsored by Nuka-Cola." And there's an anthropomorphic bottle and cappy that flank the words, and they move their hands up and down. They are way up in the sky. They are 2D. They are not. You cannot. I'm not gonna have Bottle and Cappy come out and greet you because they're on the side, kind of like a little robot.
Right.
And as you enter this town, you spy 5 different buildings. And I will now change the map on the roll 20 to where we're going. And we'll set up the scene and then we'll be done for the evening.
Oh, look at that.
As you, let's see, you see the festive sign. Most of the doors in these buildings read, "Line starts here," but the individual buildings have a name. You've got Friar's Fudgery, Claude's Clog and Kickers, Just the Thing Gift Shop, the Rudolph Light Rally, and Santa's Big Old Workshop. In the center of the town sits a tree decorated with a number of different lights and ornamental Nuka-Cola bottles. The doors to Just the Thing Gift Shop flies open, and in a cloud of artificial snow, pointy shoes kind of like clamp along the ground as a strangely dressed person appears. They are sporting classic raider armor, but it's on top of a very festive shirt and tights that are quite colorful in red, green, and white. On their nose appears a large dot of red paint. They approach with a clipboard and a bag. As they get closer, you recognize them, and they recognize you. It's Reckless Rick.
Oh, he approaches
and says, whoa, hey, what's up, guys? It's good to see you again. I'm really surprised to see you so soon. Did you enjoy the fudge? There's been a lot of changes here, but all in all, we're pretty fortunate. How have y'all been?
You?
Yeah, it's great to see you. I mean, it's only been a few days, but I'm just so happy to see you guys again.
How's your eye?
We don't talk about that. And he kind of covers it up, and you can tell that there's like no eye in there. He's just kind of like got it closed.
Your arm.
It feels fine. It feels good. We patched things over last time, right? I mean, we talked for a long time. I got the boys to make you a really great just like fudge pile, and now you went off in your next thing, but now you're back. It's great to see you.
Are you alone here, Rick?
Oh no, we've got everybody here. Everybody's here. We're all here. We have new people here too. It's a really big day.
What day is it exactly?
It's maybe a Tuesday? I'm not sure.
Is the food any good? This fudge? Is it good?
Friar's Fudgery is the best. In fact, we just got a new employee today. He's big, he's green, and he loves mashing things. Excellent for fudge making.
Lonnie, you wanna go eat?
Always.
Get some food. Let's go get some food. I could eat. All right, Reckless. Just so you know, if you're trying anything funny, I will take your other arm and your other eye. So just want to put that out there. But otherwise, let's go, bud.
All right. So you all start to leave Reckless Rick, and he catches up to you. He's like, oh, yeah. And, you know, for like we talked about last time, for all the exhibits, it's 20 caps for the fudgery to go and do the tour. Get the fudge. It's 20 for everything, except it's 100 for Rudolph's light rally. So when you go do the light rally, that'll be 100. So if you could just like, you know, put your name down here and sign in, that would be great.
I'm not signing in, Rick.
Yeah, we're not, Rick, bud, we're not gonna do that. You know, you can sign you. Well, I'll tell you this: you can sign us in, but this thing about the caps and everything like that—we're past that. Remember how we're past that last time? We kind of settled our debts a little bit.
No, last time you guys paid to go to the fudgery, you paid to go to the Claude's Clog and Kickers, and you paid 100 caps even to go to the Santa's Big Old Workshop. It was last time you were here.
All four of us were here before.
Last time. How long ago was that?
Like 3 or 4 days ago.
3 or 4 days ago.
So
we've already paid admission.
We've already paid. Yeah, we've already paid.
It's a ticketing process. See, we know people will come back. It's part of our whole thing. You know, I've kind of gone straight here recently with the stuff that I'm doing here. So you got to pay it again if you want to go back, but you're good for the whole day once you do it.
Getting back to when we were here before. Were we wearing these same outfits before? Was I in power armor when I was here before?
I didn't see any power armor on you guys. I don't think you guys had any power armor. There was the last time that I saw you guys, and then the way back time when I saw you guys before that, we talked about everything's cool now, but I had my buddies and we were on the bridge and he killed all my friends. But aside from that, the last time you were here in Christmas Town.
Yeah.
I don't mean to like dig up old wounds, but you remember what the altercation started that first time about?
Listen, in my days, they used to call me Reckless Rick. Now I've taken this job. It's more of like a Raider commune. It's its own thing. I've explained this to you. That's the past me. Now I'm just Rick the Elf.
Okay, well, Rick the Elf, take me to Raider Santa and we'll talk to him about this little cap situation.
That would be 100 caps, sir.
Okay, that will be your other fucking arm if you keep asking me for goddamn caps.
We'll pay after our meeting with Santa King Raider Man. We'll pay after. That's fine,
guys.
Right?
Am I not being clear here?
Pep, do a charisma plus barter because you're the one. So far, you're the only one making the deal here.
There we go.
That's a difficulty 0 for that.
Clark, I'm sorry, charisma plus barter. Okay, there we go.
Clark, I think you are being clear. It's just this isn't a toll. They're asking for the admission cost, like a cover.
Explain to me the difference.
Well, no one's holding a gun to our head saying we have to go in these buildings.
Oh, Pep.
Whereas you were being extorted on the bridge.
I kind of feel like I'm being extorted right now.
Well, you don't have to go in the building, is what I'm saying. Like, nobody's forced to go in.
To get fudge, you gotta go in.
Well, to get fudge, you gotta pay for it. I mean...
Ain't nobody getting fudge.
I will say, Pep, I appreciate your enthusiasm for wanting to be, wanting to go meet, our Santa, but... It'll still have to be 100 caps. All of our caps go to raising our community here, our pledge drives, the amount of outreach that we're able to do to keep Christmastown alive. It's very important to keep Christmastown alive.
All right. Okay. Here, this is what. How about this, Rick? Because you know we were just here. We have such a good history. A lot of fond memories, at least from my end. I'll tell you what, I will give you 20 caps and we'll call it even.
Okay, yeah, charisma plus barter for difficulty, I'd say 3. Because you're now going back and trying to do a second barter with him about this instead of an IOU, so I would say increase difficulty for that, and then it's actual cap to you know, the ratio.
That's gonna fail, right?
Well, that's 2 successes.
That's gonna fail, but I will give you a success at a cost.
Because I have the perk Smooth Talker, but it only lets me re-roll one of them, and it 3, like, barter's attack skill, but 3 is pretty low. So I think I will just not use that perk in this instance. I'd rather have 2 successes than risk having 1 or less.
Reckless Rick looks at you and says, I tell you what, for you as a friend. I'll take 20 caps, but I'd also like to stab you in the eye.
Clark, huddle. All right, Clark. Hear me out. Wouldn't it just grow back?
It might grow back a different color. I mean, are you okay with having like one blue eye and one green eye, or it could be like red, or like it could look like a lizard eye. So it might not be a good idea to take that chance.
I mean, it is your eye, but you're looking at like.
Is it extortion yet? Is this extortion yet?
Well, you're saving 460 caps.
Dude, how many caps do we have back at the settlement?
That's back at the settlement. We don't have those.
Well, why don't we tell them that we'll write him a check, and then we will pay him the caps from the settlement later.
What's a check?
It's an IOU. You write it out, you give it to people, and you basically tell them that if you don't pay them, they get to stab you.
Oh, I've heard of that before. Okay.
Yeah, that's familiar. Thank you.
Okay, so that's what I'd recommend, is we'll just do an IOU. Honestly, if this is worth it, it's worth 100 caps, and if it's not worth it, then, Hazel, you know, we can kill him.
How many caps do you have to your name that are not tied up in the settlement?
Well, I'm not really big on materialism and
Lonnie, how many caps do you have to your name that are not tied up in the settlement?
Probably none. I mean,
Pep,
I've never.
Pep, how many caps do you have?
I got 50 caps.
You have 50 caps. All right, you're not a complete freeloader.
Look, freeloader?
Wait, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
And have I been paid for
why don't you just let him stab you in the eye? We'll save 460 caps. Fucking bullshit. And Clark will draw out his 44 to aim it at Rick.
Okay. All right.
Lonnie will throw his hands up. Oh, Clark, the great negotiator, the great peacemaker. Here we go again.
It's going to end up this way.
Hey, Rick, look, Rick, he's a little crazy.
It's not official unless it's at the point of a gun.
I would take a knee on this one, Rick. Seriously, he's a little unhinged, and he really wants fudge.
Look, Rick, it has been a long fucking day, okay? Take the 20 goddamn fucking caps. Let's go eat some fucking fudge. And then we'll talk about the rest of whatever workshop fun place you have here. Kind of deal with Santa Claus and your little elf costume. But please, let's just go get some fudge.
So is Reckless Rick, like, you know, hands up, gun at head, like sort of focused on Clark right now?
Hand up.
He's like, he puts his hands up at first.
Hand up.
His hand up.
Yeah.
And he, I do need you to roll charisma plus barter for difficulty 5 for me, Clark.
Also, is there anything stopping me from just going into the fudgery?
No, but there's been a problem. Clark has made a problem. There's nothing stopping you from going to just like ignoring him, other than his persistence. Three successes, yeah, at a difficulty 5. Reckless Rick, or Rick the Elf, puts his hands up and screams, "White Christmas!" And at that, the windows of all of the shops fly open as a number of different festively dressed raiders have their guns drawn on the group. About probably 20 of them.
Rick.
And Rick kind of puts his hand down and says, Listen, this is not what we talked about last time. You know the deal here. You know how much it takes. I'll still honor 20 caps and an eye.
I'm going to ignore Rick and put the gun away and say, all right, which one of y'all is Santa? Let's go eat some fudge.
If you put the gun away, they're all just going to kind of stare at you in the silence of the town, like a Western standoff, kind of waiting on you.
Tumbleweed goes by.
Yeah.
Question stands.
Covered in asbestos.
I don't even like fudge. And Pep's going to start walking towards the fudgery.
All right. At this point, the guns kind of aim at Clark, and Rick says, all right, listen, I'm going to work with you here. 20 caps and I, this is your last chance.
Look, Rick, you're not going to get an eye. You're lucky to get the 20 caps. And that's really all I have to say at this juncture.
All right, do charisma plus barter for difficulty 4, I would say. Because you've gone on with him, you've made your point clear, kind of a last chance.
Yeah, we're not gonna keep that one. Don't you worry about that one.
Okay.
You don't have anything to...
I have Smooth Talker. I can re-roll them.
Oh, okay.
That's 2 successes. So I would like to point out, DM, that I have not rolled a non-success for 3 consecutive charisma barter checks. So okay. Do with that what you will with your crazy high difficulties. But I have now rolled a collective 7 successes in the past 3 checks.
That's great. At this point, Rick puts down his hand, looks at you, he's like, all right. Everybody, let's do earmuffs. And everybody takes out earmuffs and puts them on. And music starts pumping through the speakers, and the music gets louder and louder and louder. And everybody's just kind of standing around watching you all. What do you do?
I'm going to put my fingers in my ears.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's...
Am I at the fudgery yet?
If it's unpleasant, I'm going to plug my ears.
The fudgery yet.
Okay.
I'm taking my cue off of these guys.
All right. Let's figure out how strong your fingers and your ears are. Let's everyone do a strength plus unarmored for difficulty 2.
Strength plus unarmored.
Stupid helmet.
All right.
I got 1 success.
1 success, yeah.
And what does that look like with the power armor?
that's why well I only sealed. 1 success is like having giant. To move one side of the army helmet to get the hand in there, so that's exposing the other ear. Well, the more I wait, the less you